A second deadline passed this week with no offers to purchase and restore one of the most unique buildings in western Massachusetts. Historic preservationists are left anxious over its fate. In the end, there were a lot of lookers, but no takers for the odd-looking house at 60 Byers Street. No one came forward with an offer to purchase the architecturally significant but horribly run-down property from the city of Springfield, despite a $50,000 incentive from an historic preservation fund and a two-month extension of the original deadline for bids.
We were very disappointed. We were just hoping that somebody was going to come and look at and fall in love with it, but that didn't happen.
Thomas Matthews, a project manager with the city's Office of Planning and Economic Development, said city officials will decide in a few weeks what to do next. One possibility is to try to sell the house at auction with other properties the city has seized for non-payment of taxes. The two-story house that sits in the middle of a block of Victorian buildings is a rare international style. It has curved walls, Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired ironwork, and an entire wall of glass. It was built in the 1950s on a hillside overlooking the city's downtown by Thurston Munson, an artist and architect who painted murals and designed churches throughout New England. The interior was later divided into three apartments. It was abandoned, and the city took ownership in 2010. A request for proposals to purchase and redevelop the property was issued by the city in late December 2016. When no offers were received by the original deadline of February 14th, city officials decided to extend the bidding period for two more months.
They wanted to see it. A lot of people would knock on it, you know, come to the open houses and go through the walkthroughs. But they wouldn't. They just felt that, I guess, there was too much work that had to be done. I had a couple of contractors look at it and say the payback or the return on our investment would take too long for us to recoup it in a good time.
Michael Broad, a consultant for a nonprofit housing developer, offered his assessment after touring the house in January.
I think it's a total loss, unfortunately.
He said the concrete masonry needs to be replaced, the roof is shot, the heating plant doesn't work, and all the copper pipes are gone. Robert McCarroll, president of the Board of Trustees of the Springfield Historic Preservation Fund, said it was unfortunate the city received no offers for the house.
Well, I'm certainly not as optimistic as I was before. I would have thought that a $50,000 packet of assistance for exterior restoration would have produced somebody.
The fund was created by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission and MGM Springfield to assist in the restoration of historic properties within a half mile of the downtown casino MGM is building. The Byers Street house was the first project for the fund.
The trustees were willing to put some money into it, and we would hope that perhaps the city can figure out a way that it can put some money toward this.
The house is located in the Quadrangle Mattoon Historic District, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.